Governor John Bel Edwards here reminding you that now, more than ever, it's critical to take care of your health. Adults, children, seniors, don't neglect seeing your doctor. COVID-19 is still among us, which is why taking care of yourself should be a priority, especially if you have hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, or other illnesses. Through telemedicine or a face-to-face visit, health clinics are open, safe, and ready to see you. Schedule your next visit today. Thank you, and God bless.
Signs showing the rapture of the church is near. The power of the tide and the seven blessings of the tide. The new book by John Hoffman sheds new light on ancient Bible prophecies. This book may revolutionize how you see God's church. Part one tells us that we must make the rapture. Many Christians in the church may still be living apart from God. Part 2 explains how to live in a whatsoever prosperous zone and walk in our inheritance God promised us in these last days by honoring the tithe. The Holy Spirit speaks through your man or woman of God. We're to take instruction and correction. We're never too old. Christian Faith Publishing presents John Hoffman's Signs Showing the Rapture of the Church is Near. Available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Amazon. The video trailer is also on YouTube. John Hoffman is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. What do you do when someone gets under your skin? Max Lucado is one of my favorite authors. He explains things of God to me in ways I've never heard. I just read something he wrote about how when people say or do things that get under our skin, we actually have a choice in the matter of how we're going to react. He says, at this point, you need to make a choice. Am I going to keep a list of these wrongs? You can. Or you can do something else. You can take those thoughts captive. You can defy the culprit. Quote a verse if you have to. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Romans 12:14. You are not a victim of your thoughts. You have a vote. You have a voice. Hope tells me that while I may not be able to choose my circumstances, I can certainly choose my attitude toward them.
This is what it means to live whole.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
I am so glad I got you to lean on.
Again, I'm leaning,
no, depending.
accept the steps of a good man.
Yeah. Wiggle your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back, on all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, you love, call me when your name I call. Jeez, you keep on looking out for me.
I say it again. Think back.
And every time I think back,
listen,
on all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try to. And just when I was about to fall, your love called me when your name I called.
What's his name?
Jesus, you keep on looking out for me.
Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said, he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. Just when you thought the night would never end, the sun came out, now you can smile.
What's
again? Jeez, you keep on looking
out. I need one witness.
Amen.
Can I say it one more time? I need a witness. Remember when?
Remember when the doctor said, said he couldn't help you out.
You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when you thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about?
Jesus, you keep on looking out.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and tell me. You keep on.
You keep on.
Come on and say,
you keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You keep on.
You keep on.
What does it do?
Looking out for me.
This is what I love. It's right. Listen, I shouldn't be here today.
I shouldn't be here today. And when I look back on my mistakes, it hadn't been for your grace. I don't know where I'd be, where I go. Who can love me like you do? And who can hold me when I'm going?
What's his name?
Jesus, you keep on.
Yes, sir.
Looking out.
Come on, come on.
Amen.
Let's tell them one more time. You keep on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for me.
I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Time after time. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out for me.
Say it right there. Say, you keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Break the music.
You keep on looking out for me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Say,
you keep on
looking out for me, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, yeah.
You keep on looking out.
Say, looking out
for me.
I don't have to wait.
told Noah to build an ark. How many know about that? You already know the story. He told him how to build it. He told him what to build it with. Huh? And he told Noah that it's gonna rain after a while. And a lot of folk didn't pay Noah no mind, but Noah kept on building on the ark. See, when God gives you a mission, you're not supposed to stop. You got to keep on building. They didn't believe Noah, but after a while,